era. But please, all of you, respect this, because whatever is your individual opinion about this, we are, you know, our temple and our communities are in a wider community that will be, the people will how do you say, they won't react when you see everything is that you, when they see that you believe everything and keep every rule. It's good for preaching, no? Good. So, I was thinking to invite all of you on a very, very special journey where we will deal actually with the mystery of Krishna's appearance. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says to to Arjuna that anyone who understands the mystery of my appearance, he will not have to take another body when it's time for him to give up this body. So I thought this is the ultimate medicine, and to hear about Krishna and this way attain the deathless kingdom, the kingdom of Godhead. So this Krishna Katha is known as doing this for the listeners. When the speaker and the listener form one bond and hear with interest about the mysteries of Krishna, really, the deep secrets of Krishna, and then they get the right nourishment to go back to Godhead. Now, I have discussed some of it already when I was in Goloka Dhamma, and I see some of you are our dear guests, or you have come from Goloka Dhamma. We are extremely happy to see you. Tiro, from where have you come?
From London
itself. Wow. With Krishna Lila, most probably. Wonderful. You are pilgrims. Good. So, you have not yet heard it, so I will try to serve all of you. But let us start by singing Krishna, 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 Krishna. Which tonality? Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna Rakshama
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pai Ma Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Hari Ma Rama 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 Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Om. Actually, my dear devotees, there's a beautiful narration about Krishna's appearance, which appears in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. There, the great devotee Yudhishthira asked Krishna, "My dear Krishna, please tell me the exact circumstances of your birth and the date. We want to celebrate it." In Goloka Dhamma, I said, when we start to make contact with someone and we appreciate that person, we will tell him, "Can you please tell me the date of your good birth, when your lotus feet have come into this world? Then I will make some notification in my WhatsApp, and I have a special program. It will send you 7 pink hearts at the time of your birthday." Automatic affection. Or automatized affection. So Yudhishthira, with deep inquisitiveness, asked him, "Please, I wish to know when that date, that specific date, was made known to the world." And Krishna smiles and says, "Shona, listen carefully. When I was brought from Vrindavan to Mathura by Uncle Akrura, I actually went to the wrestling match of King Kamsa, and there the demon found his just end. And as I was standing, after Kamsa was slain, in the midst of the arena, all of a sudden, a lonely woman ran through the arena. The zari was blowing in the wind, and she was crying out to me, 'Oh son, sweet son of mine.' It was Mother Devaki. And she took me on her lap, down with tears in the eyes. She bathed me with her tears. Then Vasudev came, and in the public view of the entire city of Mathura, which was placed in that arena, he said with a choked voice, 'My dear son, my dear son.' And filled with humility, he explained, 'Today, where you have relieved the world from its greatest burden, the demon Kamsa, my life has become successful and glorious.'" So you can see this takes place in the arena. Those of you who have visited Rome have most probably also visited the Colosseum, where the whole town of Rome sat and watched the games, which were arranged for them by the Senate and by various people. There were fights usually between men to men, men against animals, chariots against chariots. And this was the only entertainment, no cinema at that time. For this, the whole town was spread over this huge arena-like construction. So they all watch how these demons had been slain and how Kamsa lies dead on the ground. They're extremely relieved, and they see these two people embracing the winners, Krishna, and with tears in their eyes. And at that time, Krishna removed the doubts of the people of Mathura. They all said in one voice, "O Krishna, O Lord who removes all sufferings, please tell us the day when our Devaki, our town princess, gave birth to you. We will celebrate a festival in your honor, O Krishna. Please be kind to your surrendered devotees." Then Krishna responds, he gives the exact astrological constellation, the eighth day of the dark fortnights of the months of Bhadra, and so on. And he says, "In that night I was born as the son of Vasudev and Devaki." And as he speaks like this, he has a second thought in his mind. And he says, "The celebration of this day will be known in Mathura as the Janmashtami Vrata. And when you celebrate it nicely in Mathura, it will soon spread all over the world and will be celebrated one day in Belgium near the tiny town of Marche." And well, that is a modern interpretation of the text, but Krishna says, if you do this and celebrate it all over the world, you will all find out three results. There will be inner peace for those who celebrate it. There will be great happiness for those who celebrate it. And that will spread into the arena around, the area around. So Krishna predicted that the Janmashtami festival will be celebrated, and he said it will purify your heart, it will and it will help you to experience again the peace and the happiness, which is the symptom of a purified heart, and it will spread all over. I could see there's still this very auspicious Janmashtami atmosphere here in Radha Desh. I could see as I was walking with our Maharaj and Kadambakanana Maharaj, and all of a sudden a car stopped, and the people in the car asked, "Is this the place where the church is?" We said, even better, there is a church and there is a temple, both in one place. And we pointed to them at the church, the Christian church, and the temple. And they were very pleased. There were five people in the car. And then we explained a little bit about Krishna consciousness. And I noticed they wanted to continue to drive, but they were just so attracted to stay in the atmosphere. It was strange, you know, we waved goodbye, but the car drove in another direction towards us, to stay with us. And I could see, just like a cat instinctively wants to stay where the oven is warm, we living beings want to take shelter in an atmosphere where Krishna and Krishna's appearance is celebrated. My dear devotees, is it true that Krishna was born in Mathura as the son of Devaki and Vasudev? Well, he says so, but he seems to have a second thought in his mind. Srila Prabhupada says in the 10th canto, I read to you from a purport, that Krishna appeared not in one place, but he appeared simultaneously in two places. That is, in Mathura as the son of Devaki, and Prabhupada says Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and also as the son of Yashoda, along with his spiritual energy, Yoga Maya. So he appeared in Mathura and in Vrindavan, two parents. This is truly Krishna. We appear to one set of parents, not two sets, but Krishna. It's Krishna. And for the devotees, my dear devotees, I have no time to put this, to dwell on this. Krishna can even appear in their own hearts. He can make his appearance there. This is the inner dimension of the festival we just celebrated, that we become more conscious of Krishna and in this way keep him more to us in our heart. But let us now a little bit talk about this mystery. I expect that I will talk in two sessions today and tomorrow, and after tomorrow's session I think there will be a great transcendental aircraft waiting in Radhadesha. We will go back to Godhead. And then we will remember that we want to preach a little so that we will return still. But I expect that you will have great spiritual realizations. Our Tiro is getting ready already. He's packing his things. He's already come from London, so one more journey is very welcome. Good. Repeat, please. Hey Krishna. Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute. Very fallen, and you are there for the whole universe. Please protect me. There was one very qualified king in Vrindavan. His name was Nanda Raj. Oh, he was largely built. He preferred to dress in green. He had a beard which looked like white black pepper. Very, very good. Why was he dressed in green? Green is the color of separation, of longing. Nandaraj had performed many sacrifices, but his son had not yet been born. He was married to the most virtuous lady you can imagine, called Yashoda. But Yashoda would be found sitting in the house. Hare Krishna. With her head hanging down, she was very distressed. She had given up eating and she was constantly shedding tears. Why? Because she longed for a son, but the son had not come. They had done everything. Nanda Maharaj one day approached her and said, "We have tried many sacrifices, many prayers. We have even gone to special holy places where blessings are given to obtain children. Now we should accept the will of Providence, that it is not meant to be that we have a child." But Yashoda begged her husband and said, "My dear husband, yes, it is true, we have tried many things, but there is one last thing which we have not performed. It is the Dvadasi Parama Vrata. This Vrata, by the way, requires you to fast on the day of Dvadasi. It's the 12th day connected with the moon, and you fast there also. You have already fasted Ekadasi, so it's the second day, full fast." Now, Nanda Maharaj said with joy, "My dear wife, I see that you wish to have a son so desperately. Let us perform the Dvadasi Parama Vrata also." And they called their priest, and the priest informed them according to the details of what detail needed to be done. Now, for 1 year they did this, and at the end of the year, one early morning, Nanda Maharaj saw the beautiful Lord Hari appearing to him in the dream and said, "Your desire will soon be fulfilled. Do you know that in every age I become your son? Do you know? And I will also become your son in this age." Nanda Maharaj woke up and said to his wife, "Did you know? I saw the Lord himself saying he would come." Yashoda said, "I told you the Vrata works." She didn't say it so bluntly, but she said, "I also had the same dream, and now we should take a bath in the Yamuna, and we should take all types of wealth with us." So they loaded cartloads full with pearls, jewels, rubies, gold, heaps of grains, sesame seeds, and took their bath. And afterwards they went to where the riches were, and they gave charity. When you give charity, many blessings return to you, many blessings. And it is described that anyone who went on that day to the bank of the Yamuna and seeing a totally happy Nanda Maharaj with his wife giving charity was going away, and they didn't need to ask for anything for the rest of their lives. They got so much. And they all, it said, rishis came, munis came, these are saints and sages, but also demigods changed their form. Yes, they can be shapeshifters. And they came as human beings to ask for charity. And they all shouted one thing, which you must also shout so that everything is complete. It should be very loud and long shout, no? Nanda Maharaj ki jai! Yashomati Rani ki
jai!
Take her. Then Nanda Maharaj returned home and worshipped Bhagavan Vishnu. Now on that day where the Lord had appeared to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and foretold his appearance, a mysterious yogini arrived. She was dressed in saffron cloth, this color. She appeared to be very old because her open hair was absolutely white. There was not one black hair in it, and she looked very, very saintly. When Nanda Maharaj saw this yogini before his palace, he stood up, he went outside, and he offered his respect. He washed her lotus feet and worshipped her. And Yashoda Mata, who was very excited because the Lord had told he would be the son, cried, just overwhelmed with feelings, because when a great saint comes into your life, you know the Lord has blessed you. The blessings of Krishna are seen whenever you find that a saintly person enters your life, touches your heart, and uplifts your spirit. Yes? So, can you imagine who this ascetic lady was? Manohar. You were the temple president. You know everything. Any idea? Just waiting for the idea to come. Any one of you, who was the yogini? Purnamasi. Ah, Gaura Nataraj, is it you? Hare Krishna. Purnamasi, the elderly lady, the Brijbasis were so happy to see this yogini that they built her a little straw hut at the banks of the Yamuna, where she stayed to perform her ascetic rituals. And she was accepted as the female guru of all Brijbasis. So when they inhabit, this lady takes Yashoda on her lap. She pats her head and says, "My dear queen, rejoice, rejoice. Very soon a very nice son will come to you and take birth." When the older brother of Nanda Maharaj heard it and watched the scene, you know, this yogini glowing with power and pronouncing that soon a son will be born in the family, Upananda ran outside of the palace and informed all the Brijbasis, who began to dance, and they became so joyful. They all came by. Purnamasi wanted to go out, but there was an ocean of happy Brijbasis who offered dhanavads, because they all wanted that. May our king get a son. May his queen get a son. It was as good as them hearing, "We will get a first class son." Upananda said, because of this son, this Vrindavan area will become a place of pilgrimage. It's true. Every one and his dog knows about Vrindavan if he is properly tuned in. This was the blessings of Krishna's appearance. Whenever he comes, everything is auspicious. So, my dear devotees, would you like to know now how Yashoda became pregnant with Krishna. Some of you are grihasthas. Isn't that the main subject of life? When the sun is not coming, how did it happen? Well, it was the first night to get this right here. It was a special night. The first day of the dark fortnight of the month of Magha. Nanda Maharaj saw the sky, and through the sky came walking a little boy with beautiful curls of hair. This beautiful boy, which was moving in the sky, was looking at him and smiling at him. A little later, this beautiful dark boy with beautiful eyes was not alone any longer. A golden complexioned girl followed him. And the two of them entered first Nanda Maharaj's heart. He could see it. And from the heart of Nanda Maharaj, they came out again and entered the heart of his wife, Yashoda Rani. This information is there. In this way, Yashoda Mata became pregnant. When the news spread amongst the gopas and the gopis, they became so very blissful and happy that every day they had a grand festival every day on account of Yashoda's pregnancy. So 8 months passed like this. Nanda Maharaj was so happy that he gave every day charity. He gave every day charity. Everyday charity in order to ensure the happy birth of his son. My dear devotees, there is a secret of becoming happy and well established. It is not to search for these things and try to bind them to you. It is the opposite. First become a giver, then become a receiver. This is totally different from our Western cultural ethos. We are told to take care of our own concerns, to see that we make sure that our happiness is intact. We are studying the catalogues where to make the best holiday. We look at the supplements to our food. What best probiotica, what best spirulina, what best things, neutral yeast, what best is for us. We go to yoga schools, we find just the right succession of asanas so that we get a body that looks as attractive as, I don't know what, the sun, the glaring sun, or not glaring, you know. But in spiritual circles we do know it doesn't work like this. Once there was a very poor man. He was very distressed because his good wife had left him, and in a quarrelsome situation, he had lost a great part of his wealth. He was sickly, and he ate and ate, but he could not get any muscles. And he came to a saint who hoping to get some relief. So he lamented and lamented and lamented. It was a real long list of problems. It didn't stop, you know, it was so long. So then after some time, the saint interrupted him. God, I understood. I have a question for you. Have you done something good today for a person? What? Me? I have no capacity to do good for others. I need really the others to support and help understand me. And he left the saint in a huff and was really disappointed with his visit. So then he left the saintly person, this little older, turned to all those who sat around him, and he said, I'm so sorry, I could not help him. He does not understand that if you take care of others, God takes care of you. My dear devotees, if you are hospitable, taking care of your guests, if you are compassionate, taking care of people who come to give them in some ways an attraction to Krishna consciousness, if you use your time to spread benefit for others, the Lord will put you on a list and you will get daily installments of His mercy. Don't think of becoming happy independently from the system. Be giving to others. Of course, life is such that we can also use our intelligence, but never neglect this principle. So Nanda Maharaj, hoping that this birth of the son would go very uncomplicated, gave. It seemed no one could understand from where did he have all this, but it is known if Krishna appears in the house, then with him the goddess of fortune and unlimited and inexhaustible wealth and bliss is coming also. Yes. So finally, after 8 months, the best of the astrologers came, and Nanda and Yashoda waved him in and said, worshipped his lotus feet and said, so what is the news? And the astrologer said, on such and such date, very soon, the sun will come out. Time passed, and on that day, a well-dressed nurse came into Yashoda and said, today the child will take birth. And she took Yashoda by her hand, and Yashoda very submissively followed the best of the nurses into the maternity room where the birth was supposed to take place. On that evening, because he would take birth in the night, everyone became extremely joyful. Indra was showering rain. And every day, and everyone was drowning in an ocean of happiness. Hare Krishna. Some of you were losing attention. We were all drowning in an ocean of happiness because the Lord was supposed to take birth. What they noted is in the night the stars moved, and never before seen patterns, they rearranged themselves to take on the most auspicious constellation. There was a very soft shower of rain on the earth, unexplainably, everywhere, the fire started to burn strong. The brahmanas who had been afraid to do their yagyas were not afraid. They did yagyas, and everywhere the hymns of the Vedas were heard in the night, and it was just absolutely auspicious because the Lord was about to take birth. So I will not be able to tell you this evening how the Lord took his birth. It's called a cliffhanger. It can only come tomorrow. But I want to say to you where this is leading to. See, sometimes I have heard devotees asked, are there any archaeological proofs for Krishna having appeared on this planet Earth? Like, there was a person called Caesar. Have you heard about Caesar, the Roman emperor? We hear about him in the history books. And there are archaeological proofs. There are marble tablets which have his name and his deeds. There's literature which was written at that time when he lived. You can reconstruct, I don't know if you can reconstruct the house, but the Roman Senate, from where he used to rule. Now, where are the archaeological proofs for Krishna's appearance? There are also, when you go to Vrindavan, there are certain very ancient pillars which belong to Nanda Maharaj's palace, which have been dated back by the modern dating system. There is also Krishna's town Dwaraka. It was found by one Mr. Rao, who for 10 years did underwater archaeology, it's called marine archaeology, and could find the remnants of a very, very advanced civilization which date back 5,000 years from here. But you will never hear much mention in the temples of where Krishna's devotees assemble about these archaeological proofs. In fact, if someone would start to list them to you, you would most probably fall asleep. Because we as devotees are sometimes sleep deprived, or we have eaten very huge quantities and need energy to digest, not to stay awake and hear. No? So for one of these two reasons you would fall asleep. But when, because for you Krishna is different than Julius Caesar. He is of more significance to you, and you are very interested to connect with the Krishna now. Look at this priest here. He is fanning Gopinath today on the so-and-so, so-and-so with wind. No? He makes minty. It's happening right now before our eyes, the worship of Krishna. And a devotee is very much interested in this. Krishna now, my relationship to Krishna. Look at our priest. Soon he will make a sound. I can already hear it, you know. To drive away, yes! To drive away any inauspiciousness in the atmosphere which could be there and disturb Krishna's peace. You know, that is what happens when he blows in the conch shell. The inauspiciousness is removed for Krishna, it is removed for his pleasure from the atmosphere. No? It's a sound which just shatters all layers of sound and it purifies it. A devotee is interested in Krishna, in the relationship to Krishna which he can do now. He is not interested in the historical dimension, so, although they are there. And this is what I will see tomorrow. I want to bring the discussion to how can Krishna appear in our hearts. This is a good project, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu. A good project, necessary project. Good. So what we will do now is we will look at the wristwatch without you seeing it. Hare Krishna. And sing a little bit for Krishna. We will sing a very simple bhajan, which you will easily be able to follow. Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. Madhava, when do you start your singing actually normally? Yeah. Oh, 15 minutes and then. Sundar is the name of Krishna, meaning the beautiful bluish boy. Shyama Sundar, Kanhaiya Lal, small little boy who's famous all over the world. Shyama Sundar, Kanhaiya Lal, Giri Baladari, because he could lift a whole mountain. And he is a darling son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Dulal. And then it repeats this last line, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal. Here it is. Shyama Sundara Kanhaiya Lal, Giri Baladari, Nanda Dulal. Shyama Sundara Kanhaiya Lal, Giri Baladari, Nanda Dulal, Prabhu Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal, Prabhu Nanda Dulal. Oh, Nanda Dulal, Prabhu Nanda Dulal, 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 Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna
Oh, Amen.
last time, please.
Hare Krishna.